Hare Krishna. Trying to avoid misery is like trying to avoid one's shadow. No one likes misery. And we all try to avoid it. For example, when we are going on a road, if we know that there is a pothole on the road, then we plan and avoid the pothole. That is natural. But at the same time, our goal on going on the journey is not to avoid the pothole. Our goal is to go to a particular destination. So similarly, in life, we all have been burned by misery at various times. And if we naturally don't want to repeat of our past miserable experiences. So wanting to avoid misery is a natural desire. But avoiding misery cannot be the goal of life. If we make that as the goal of life, then that is a futile goal. It is, first of all, not very fulfilling, because even if we avoid misery, even if we carefully go on a road and avoid all the potholes, where have we got at the end? We haven't got anywhere. So similarly, trying to avoid misery is pointless, not just because it is not purposeful, but also because it is not practically possible. It's a misery. It's like a person trying to avoid one's own shadow. Now, the shadow is going to be there. Wherever that person goes, the shadow is going to accompany. So like that, in this world, misery is going to accompany us. Our body itself is vulnerable, it is fragile, it is brittle. And the world around us, there are so many relationships which can become complicated. And nature itself can give us a variety of problems. So there can be bodily, social and environmental miseries, adhyatmic, adhibhautik and adhidaivik kleshas. And because we do live in these bodily, social and environmental circles, we are surrounded by things which are like sources of misery for us. So that means we can't avoid misery just as a person can't avoid shadow. But that does not mean that we have to be miserable. The Bhagavad Gita in 8.15 says that this world is a place of misery. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It says this world is dukkhalaya. It's a abode of misery. Ashashvata. It's temporary. And yet, while saying that it is dukkhalayam ashashvatam, the same verse also states that Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam naapnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gataha. That samsiddhim paramam gataha. That those who devote themselves to Krishna, mamupetya punarjanma, those who worship me, punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam naapnuvanti. They do not take birth again in this miserable temporary material world. But then what happens to them? Mahatmanaha, these great souls, samsiddhim paramam gataha, they attain the supreme destination. And Krishna described that the supreme destination is ultimately the source of all happiness. So we can definitely become free from misery. We can certainly attain all happiness. But that is a positive goal which we need to pursue. By raising our consciousness, by learning to love Krishna, we can gradually raise our consciousness above the material level and transcend misery. So that means when we are practicing bhakti, if our focus is simply on avoiding misery, then sometimes within the path of bhakti, when misery comes up, we will think, oh, why should I practice bhakti? I thought of practicing bhakti to give up misery, but now misery is coming. So the important thing is not whether there is a shadow with us or not. The important thing is whether we are going to a place where we will be safe, whether we will be happy. So misery will be there with us as long as we are in the material world. But as our consciousness rises to the spiritual level, the misery will affect us lesser and lesser. And though we may be in this world, we will be not of this world. We will, our shelter will be beyond this world, and thus we will be able to deal with the misery with greater maturity and with lesser agitation. And ultimately, as we become absorbed in Krishna and attain Krishna as a abode, we will transcend all misery. So rather than making avoidance of misery the goal of our life, which is like shaking off a shadow, we can make the awakening of love for Krishna as the goal of our life. That is like a person walking and aiming, going to a destination, and not bothering whether the shadow is there or not, going towards the destination. That person will eventually come home, not the person who tries to shake off the shadow. Similarly, not the person who tries to shake off misery will attain Krishna and attain happiness thereof, but the person who focuses on moving towards Krishna, on striving for attaining Krishna, striving for awakening love for Krishna, irrespective of whether the process involves misery or not, that person will transcend all misery and attain everlasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.